Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Family of Spies by Christine Quinn presents a narrative-driven exploration of World War II espionage that connects personal relationships to global events. Centered on a web of loyalties and deception, the book follows how intelligence networks, ideological commitments, and private ambitions can pull ordinary people into extraordinary roles. Quinn frames espionage not only as clandestine operations and coded communications, but also as a human drama shaped by love, fear, social status, and the need to survive in dangerous times. The story highlights the contested historical space around Pearl Harbor, examining how information traveled across borders and how competing agencies tried to interpret fragments into actionable warnings. By focusing on betrayal and the long shadow it casts over families and institutions, the book invites readers to think about how history is made through choices that are often hidden from public view. The result is an accessible account that blends wartime intrigue with a broader look at the era's intelligence battles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, espionage as a family affair, a core idea in Family of Spies, is that intelligence work rarely stays confined to professional operatives. Quinn emphasizes how family ties, romantic bonds, and social circles can become the very channels through which secrets move. In wartime, trust is both a resource and a vulnerability, and the book shows how personal relationships can be leveraged for access, cover, recruitment, and influence. Rather than treating spies as isolated figures, the narrative approach highlights the domestic costs of clandestine life, divided loyalties, emotional manipulation, and the fear that any connection might expose others. This family-centered lens also clarifies why betrayal cuts so deeply in espionage history. A compromised relationship can unravel networks, ruin reputations, or place loved ones in danger, even when the public never learns the full story. By foregrounding the human infrastructure behind covert work, the book pushes readers to see espionage as a social system built from everyday interactions. It also raises difficult questions about agency and coercion, whether individuals choose espionage out of conviction, desperation, or pressure from those closest to them. Secondly, Nazi intelligence networks and wartime opportunism. The book examines the broader context of Nazi-era espionage by showing how intelligence networks could exploit international travel, expatriate communities, business connections, and diplomatic cover. Keane situates covert operations in an environment where ideology and opportunism often overlapped. Some participants were committed to a cause, while others saw espionage as a pathway to security, money, or status. This perspective helps readers understand that spying was not only a battlefield contest of states, but also a marketplace of information where rumors, partial truths, and deliberate fabrications circulated. The narrative underscores that espionage thrives on ambiguity. Operatives and handlers must constantly assess credibility, manage risk, and decide what to report and what to withhold. In that sense, the most consequential actions might be administrative rather than cinematic, filing a report, passing a message, or choosing not to share a lead. By focusing on how networks recruit and sustain themselves, the book also highlights the importance of logistics, communication methods, and cover stories, all of which shape what intelligence services can realistically accomplish. The result is a grounded view of Nazi espionage as both ideological and intensely pragmatic. Thirdly, Betrayal, Double Lives, and the Psychology of Secrecy. Betrayal is not treated as a single dramatic moment, but as a process, built through compromises that accumulate over time. Keane explores how double lives require continuous performance, maintaining identities, managing inconsistencies, and cultivating trust while concealing motivations. This makes secrecy psychological as much as operational. The book's focus on human behavior highlights how spies rationalize their choices, whether by appealing to patriotism, self-preservation, resentment, or a belief that they can control the consequences. It also shows the unique strain placed on relationships when truth becomes dangerous. Even when people believe they are acting for a larger purpose, they still face guilt, suspicion, and isolation. Another key element is how betrayal can be reciprocal. Intelligence services may discard assets, sacrifice operatives, or conceal failures, leaving individuals to carry the consequences. This theme reframes espionage as morally complex, where courage and cowardice can coexist, and where loyalty may be divided across nation, family, ideology, and survival. By emphasizing the psychology of secrecy, the book encourages readers to think beyond simplistic categories of hero and villain, and instead examine the pressures that make betrayal plausible, even predictable, in wartime conditions. Fourthly, The Secret History. Behind Pearl Harbor as an intelligence problem, a major through line is the idea that Pearl Harbor can be viewed not only as a military event, but also as an intelligence challenge shaped by collection, interpretation, and institutional friction. Queen draws attention to how warnings can exist without producing prevention, especially when information is scattered across agencies, constrained by secrecy, or buried among competing priorities. The book invites readers to consider how espionage and counterintelligence contributed to the broader atmosphere of uncertainty leading into the attack. Instead of framing outcomes as inevitable, it highlights the complexity of turning signals into decisions. Intelligence may arrive too late, be judged unreliable, or be filtered through assumptions that distort its meaning. The narrative also suggests that what looks obvious in hindsight can be ambiguous in real time. This approach helps readers understand why debates about Pearl Harbor persist and why secret histories emerge after the fact, when archives open, testimonies surface, or investigators connect previously separate dots. By framing Pearl Harbor as a problem of information management and institutional readiness, the book offers a lens that bridges personal espionage stories with strategic consequences on the world stage. Lastly, Aftermath, Memory, and the Long Shadow of Covert Choices, Family of Spies extends beyond wartime action to examine how espionage reverberates afterward. Kuhn highlights that covert operations rarely end cleanly when the fighting stops. People who lived under aliases, made compromises, or participated in betrayal often face a complicated post-war reality, reinvention, silence, legal exposure, or a persistent fear that the past will surface. The book emphasizes how memory is shaped by what can be said publicly and what must remain hidden. Families may inherit fragments of stories, gaps in records, and unresolved questions that influence identity across generations. This theme also speaks to historical interpretation. When events involve secrecy, later accounts may depend on partial documentation, contested testimony, and institutional incentives to protect reputations. The narrative encourages readers to think about how history is curated and why certain details remain obscure. By focusing on aftermath, the book connects the personal costs of espionage to broader cultural consequences, including public debates over responsibility, failure, and warning signs around major events. It ultimately suggests that espionage is not only about winning information battles, but also about living with the consequences of choices made under pressure, long after the world has moved on. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who enjoy World War II history with a strong narrative drive, especially those drawn to espionage, counterintelligence, and the human stories that sit behind major headlines. It will also appeal to anyone interested in Pearl Harbor debates, not as a purely military case, but as a question of how information is gathered, interpreted, and acted on amid institutional constraints. The practical benefit for readers is a sharper understanding of how deception works in real life, how trust is built, how motives can be mixed, and how small decisions can produce oversized consequences. That perspective translates beyond history into modern awareness of misinformation, organizational blind spots, and the costs of secrecy. Compared with many similar wordy spy books that focus on missions or famous agencies, Family of Spies distinguishes itself by foregrounding relationships and the long-term emotional and historical fallout of covert choices. It reads as an investigation of loyalty under stress rather than a simple chronicle of operations. For buyers, that blend of espionage context, personal stakes, and a Pearl Harbor-centered intelligence lens makes it a compelling addition to WorldTour nonfiction collections. If you would like to support Christine Quain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.